Now, there was sad news on Wednesday with the announcement that one of the Czech Republic's best loved lyricists, Zdeněk Rytíř, has died at the age of 69. The songwriter worked with many of the biggest names on the Czech music scene in a successful career spanning more than four decades. Jan Wellinger has this report.
Zdeněk Rytíř was a veritable legend on the Czech pop scene, the man behind hits for some of the country's best-known performers, from Václav Neckář to Marta Kubišová and the rock group Olympic. Born in 1944, Rytíř first made his mark in the 1960s as Big Beat, the Czech version of rock and roll, became immensely popular in Czechoslovakia. The poet and lyricist was first a musician himself, performing with groups like Mephisto, which he founded with another songwriting legend, the late Karel Svoboda, or the group Blue Five. But it was as a hitmaker for others that he achieved his greatest fame. He worked early on with performer Václav Neckář and Bacily, who were rising stars. The first Rytíř song recorded by Neckář was called Život, or Life, which the composer had written at the age of just 15.
Modrej svět na čtyřech kolečkách, v něm si svůj první sen sním. Modrej svět na čtyřech kolečkách je první věc, kterou vím.
As a composer and lyricist, Zdeněk Rytíř was influenced by American great Bob Dylan, and he artfully transposed a number of Dylan songs into Czech, including Časy se mění, The Times They Are A-Changing, and Tam u nebeských bran, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Časy se mění was recorded and performed by Golden Kids, featuring the talents of Václav Neckář with fellow performers Helena Vondráčková and Marta Kubišová.
Sem pojďte blíž lidé, dny i týdny jdou, a mraky se toulají a vlny se dmou, a spustí se déšť na 40 dní, prší a záchrany není.
And it was Petr Kalandra who recorded Tam u nebeských bran.
Máma, sundej kytku z kabátu, za chvíli nebude k něčemu. Můj kabát a kudlu vem pro tátu.
In the 1980s, Rytíř worked closely with Czech rock and pop group Olympic, but arguably his most extensive collaborative effort throughout his life was with Václav Neckář. Rytíř was the art director on the singer's 60th birthday concert, and the two remained good friends until the end. Mr. Neckář spoke briefly to Czech radio on Wednesday.
He was my greatest friend. He wrote many lyrics for me. I feel terrible. He was my close collaborator and friend.
Marta Kubišová, meanwhile, also spoke to Czech radio. She recalled the lyricist's career, calling Rytíř a modern poet.
He was very knowledgeable and he had a feel for the times and knew what kind of music or lyrics were right. He was able to adjust his repertoire and he knew how to find the right lyrics. We don't have many poets like him anymore.
Zdeněk Rytíř had suffered from a prolonged illness and, according to the tabloid Blesk, was awaiting a lung transplant at the time of his death.
Všichni se tam za tou bránou sejdem. A všichni jednou zaklepem na nebeskou bránu. Všichni jednou zaklepem na nebeskou.